It is 8:35 here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio, and I have done my blind dialing for the day. That means I have dialed the number to reach Marcy and David at the Berkshire Edge, so it's time to bring them on board. Marcy and David, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What a crazy morning around here this morning. I had three interviews scheduled for the 7 o'clock hour. Two never showed up, and then I had one interview. Then one interview for the 8 o'clock hour, and that ran a little bit long, so I'm glad I got to you guys finally.
We are here.
Yeah, we're here.
The BerkshireEdge.com. Okay, we get together every weekend. Just take a look at a few of the stories. Let's start off with the Berkshire Hills Regional School District and volunteers in medicine. They are teaming up.
Yes. They're teaming up to create an immigrant parent liaison, which is acknowledging finally that there's a large immigrant population here in the Berkshires, and they want to make sure that we welcome these new citizens to the Berkshires.
Residents, at least.
And residents, yeah.
Okay.
And that they, if they have kids, that their kids are well treated and can get some good schooling.
This is an interesting story for another reason, and we have a business story that we haven't yet published. That's written by an organization called One Berkshires, but they have done a story about the partnerships between different organizations, and that a number of partnership pairs are emerging in the Berkshires. So people are realizing that they can be much more effective if they partner with another organization which is compatible with what they do but reaches out in a slightly different direction. So this is a perfect example of these two organizations that, that have overlapping missions, and if they work together, they can be much more effective. And
right.
So we're going to see more of this, at least in the Berkshires, and I am sure that if it's happening here, it must be a trend that's happening
elsewhere. Yeah.
It's interesting that you bring that up because here in Connecticut, we have a lot of nonprofits that work together themselves to do fundraisers, and you just find it much easier if you get a couple of different nonprofits that have different missions but can get together and have an event like that. But what you're talking about is even broader and stronger than that.
Well, it's like this. I mean, it's the school district and the volunteers in medicine. I mean, volunteers in medicine offers medical services primarily to immigrants. I mean, it not only to immigrants. It offers medical services to people who don't have insurance and can't afford medical care. It's a wonderful organization.
Yeah, it is.
But they have. Their constituents consist of immigrants as well as other people who can't afford it, but they have a big immigrant population. And so this is they are completely different, the school districts and volunteers in medicine, but they're serving the same population. So, and there are lots of organizations that do that. So we will be having an article, we have Business Monday, we have very interesting business articles every Monday, and perhaps this Monday we're going to publish this one from One Berkshires. We have it. We just are waiting for the right day to publish it. But it's a very interesting idea that organizations are pairing up.
All right. I want to go on to your next story because just on Tuesday of this week, I was speaking with Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, our appraisal guys that do a show here, and we were talking about art, and we were talking about auctions, and we were talking about the pandemic. And for the art world and for the auction world, the pandemic started off very, very, very gloomy, but it actually turned into a positive with really online auctions And they all in art and all these auctions went off specifically well. And you've got a feature now where whether people are buying art during the pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, our writer Julia Dixon, you know, spoke to galleries all over Berkshire County and Williamstown and in Great Barrington, and actually in Hudson. Which is not Berkshire County, but certainly close by. And she discovered that the galleries were doing quite well. I mean, but not necessarily for online buying. First of all, one gallery, Lauren Clark in Great Barrington, said that she had a very brisk business in framing. That, you know, so many people were at home doing at-home projects, and also so many people were buying new homes, that she was finding that there was tremendous demand for framing, which she does very well. But other galleries were saying that people were not actually buying online. I mean, they were moving here. They needed to buy art for their walls, but they were coming into the, they were coming into the gallery and seeing the pictures in person, as it were. But she said, you know, like Leslie Farron, actually, she's talking about her gallery near Massmoca, but she also has a gallery in Hudson. But she was saying, you know, that people didn't stroll in anymore. I mean, when people came in, they came in for a purpose. And they would, you know, they came in to buy. Sometimes she would schedule like studio tours, or, you know, they would look at something online. But she found that they did come in. People wanted to see what they were buying before they bought it. They weren't buying it online so much. So it's interesting what your guy said. So I guess it was working. And, in both media. But.
Well, the whole thing that's different, though, is that in major auctions, people are familiar with the art. But when you're talking art galleries,
there is
nothing. Right. And there is nothing that is going to replace seeing a piece of art in a location and then at that location looking at that piece of art in 3D right there, how that will fit in your house.
Oh yeah,
there's a big difference. That's the big difference.
Size, right? You want to see the color. Yeah. You want to see if you have an emotional response.
Yeah, it's not just an investment in art; it's an investment in art and decorating your house.
Right. Well, hopefully the former rather than the latter, but the latter being a byproduct of the former. But the other thing that this article found, which was interesting, is who is buying art. She found that millennials were buying art, which is interesting. You know, they are a new market, right? They are, it wasn't so much baby boomers, even though baby boomers, according to this article, still hold more than 10 times the wealth of millennials. It was millennials who have started buying art. And there are also a lot of high net worth millennials who are buying art. But buying art is being passed on to the next generation, which is a nice thing to know.
Now, the annual town meeting in Lee has grown famous after what happened this year. People in all different states talk about it. You want to talk about a marathon meeting.
Yeah, it was long and difficult.
And the longer they get, the more difficult they get because people just...
Well, they are long because they aren't... Yeah, right.
Well, you know, and this one was, They had to, you know, given the pandemic, you know, it adds another layer of difficulty to organize a town meeting. But the issue, one of the key and most controversial issues was the PCB dump that has been proposed for Lee. and people just don't want it. This is an EPA, generated idea to where are they going to put the sludge that they have been getting dredging from the banks of the and the river bottom of the Housatonic River, all that PCB saturated mud, so that's what this fight was at the town meeting.
Well, it's a question that people have short-term answers for it, but there is no realistic long-term answer for that question, and that's, I think, what bothers people the most.
And they're very worried that this is going to be put into some supposedly secure dumping ground, and it's not going to be secure, and it's going to leach out, and it will.
Well, that's the whole thing. Nobody.
It will. Yeah. I mean, it's just kicking the can down the road, for the benefit of GE.
There can be no, I was once at a school board meeting where they were approving putting a roof on Housatonic Valley Regional High School, new roof, and the contractor said it was guaranteed for life, and somebody in the audience got up and said, "What do you mean guaranteed for life? Can you write that down?" And obviously he couldn't. He couldn't because the life of the guy who sold it to you, the life of the company that sold it to you. I mean, so you can't guarantee. And I'm not saying that it will leak, but there's no way you can look into the future and understand what's going to happen with those sites. But anyway.
But you know that it's going to leak.
Sooner
or
later.
The problem is, you're taking it out of the river. I mean, this is hugely expensive, of course, process. And if you're taking it out of the river and moving it, to a secure landfill, it's just moving the pieces around on the chessboard and not really removing it from the environment in which you're trying to clean up.
It's the proverbial you're moving deck chairs on the Titanic, basically. Proverbially, what it is.
But there were some other nice things at the Lee meeting. I mean, there is a house that had been built by Edith Wharton and her husband, which is on the border of Lee and Lennox. And the executive director of the Mount, which is Edith Wharton's house, asked the town of Lee to approve either giving it or selling it to the Mount, and they approved that unanimously. So that's very nice. I mean, so that will be part of the Edith Wharton, the Mount restoration. And it'll be something new and very interesting for us all to visit.
All right, let's move on to the next story, because welcoming new citizens is always a special moment. And there was a ceremony at NUMKEG.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think that, this is a great ceremony, to welcome new American citizens. It was, as our writer said, it was a ceremony to remember for these 20 individuals who had, gotten themselves together to become American citizens.
We've covered this every year, and
we cover this every year.
Moving.
It is very moving.
Yeah.
And Stockbridge, they sometimes have it at the Norman Rockwell Museum, in front of the paintings that Rockwell did of so many different those iconic Rockwell paintings of
Four Freedoms,
Four Freedoms, in which there are a variety of people in the background over. On the walls, looking on as the ceremony of welcoming these new immigrant citizens. So, this is especially now, where there's such a undercurrent of resistance and
disparaging. Resentment. That's exactly right. And
actually, last year when I just noticed that our reporter didn't write about this, but there is. I think at every swearing-in ceremony, there's a video from the president. And when we did this story last year, one of the distinguishing characteristics was that the video was from President Trump, who was, you know, clearly anti-immigrant. And when, you know, when that video went on, there was noticeable eye rolling among the group of new citizens. That, you know, they were not happy to be listening to a welcome by Donald Trump, who had not welcomed them at all. So I assume that, and I think our reporter, having not covered this before, didn't realize that that had happened last year. But I'm assuming that there was a video from President Biden, and it was probably a much more sincere welcome than the one that last year's new citizens saw. So. I mean,
let's move on to Sheffield here, because we give free underwriting announcements to the Dewey Hall. It's a small place, and especially during the pandemic, struggling. But there's a lot of hardworking volunteers that are keeping programming and keeping Dewey Hall going.
Yes.
Yeah, Dewey Hall, you know, is a wonderful institution and venue in Sheffield. And you know, it's one of those places in the Berkshires which is, you know, has had to really struggle and kind of reinvent itself during this pandemic, or at least while the pandemic persists. And so it's a wonder that Dewey Hall is really a great spot.
And it was built, it was built by the Dewey family. I forget
John Dewey.
Is it the John Dewey? I don't know. There was a Dewey family.
No, it was named for Orville Dewey.
Right. I didn't think it was John Dewey.
Yeah. He was a Williams College graduate.
Uh-huh.
And he was a Unitarian minister, and he called Sheffield home.
Uh-huh.
That's what they named it after.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a great space, and it is much used, but somebody has to pay for it. They have a group of volunteers, and they have programming. They've got outdoor events in full swing on Friday nights, and they've got Saturday morning series for kids called The Young at Heart, and it features Roger the Jester, and storytelling by somebody named Ed Hodling, and other fun interactive events for the families. And then they have a concert series. So it's the joint is jumping, and we congratulate them for keeping themselves going.
All right,
they're emerging from this pandemic so on such strong footing.
We only have about 3 minutes left, but the next story leads right into that, and it's basically saying instead of the pandemic, there's cultural events that are coming back and going on in the Berkshire. So why don't we go?
Yeah, we have a list of them. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Well, we can just go. David, should I do it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, so we just have very quickly, we had a review of a play at Barrington Stage called Chester Bailey, which is supposed to be terrific. I mean, we gave it a terrific review, the New York Times gave it a terrific review, and Barrington Stage has extended its run. It was supposed to end this weekend, and they're going to extend it until the 9th. We also, a new theater company, the Great Barrington Public Theater, is running a new play called Dad, which we also gave a very good review. I mean, it's a brand new play by Mark St. Germain, who is a quite prominent playwright in the Berkshires. He does a lot of stuff with Barrington Stage. Greenagers has a concert with Yo-Yo Ma and Emmanuel Axe to raise money for them, and it is, I think it's taking place on July 7th. Yes,
yep.
July 7th.
Yep.
So, and there's more. I mean, you know, there are. I mean, it's getting to be feel almost like normal, which means that there's more to do than you have possibly time for. And that's the normal in the Berkshires in the summer.
All right, and we've got about a minute and a half left. Let's talk about the market in Housatonic, which is open again.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, Housatonic, the little village that is always seeking its new identity, its own identity, has a market, it's a Housatonic market, and it's been it's just the center of town, and now it's open again.
It's been empty.
It's been empty.
The owner of the Housy Market closed it, I think, in like 2018.
Right.
And they hadn't been in it. So it's very sad. It's right on the promise. Housatonic is a village within the town of Great Barrington.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was really, it's where all these old mills are. And little by little, the mills are being utilized. And now this storefront that had been a market is going to be occupies the new home of Extra Special Teas.
Yeah,
which is in Great Barrington, and it's a tea house that's run by physically challenged volunteers, and it's a charming space in Great Barrington. It's right off Main Street. I forget the name of the street it's on, but it's right next door to the Berkshire Bank downtown.
It's on Elm Street. Yeah.
And now they're going to have a second location. So it's terrific. And this is really a labor of love by the mother of an autistic child who started Extra Special Teas in Great Barrington and has really built it into a very dynamic and extremely valuable organization.
Well, these stories are just a few of the stories you'll find every day at theberkshireedge.com, theberkshireedge.com. Guys, I want you to have a good weekend and a nice 4th of
July.
Nice 4th of July, and we'll speak to you next week.
Yes.
Okay.
Happy 4th.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Celebrate independence.
That's it. While we
Bye.
Have it.
Okay.
Goodbye. That is this week in the Berkshire Edge. TheBerkshireEdge.com is where you can find them on the web.